Okay, so this is Martin Compton. I'm here with Kate Tock, and we're just going to have a quick chat about the communication and liaison session that she delivered for the first time last night to Group C. Am I right?
That's right, yeah, Group C.
Okay.
Communication as a tutor, but not necessarily in the classroom. So
right.
we were trying to draw out the methods we use for communication and the reasons we communicate with people other than our students.
So it's all about the whole teaching and learning picture, including administration, bureaucracy, relationships with colleagues, everything.
That's right.
And
yeah.
How that impacts on their experience as a teacher.
That's right.
And then in turn how that impacts on the students.
That's right. So we spent some time looking at different models that we use to communicate, so mm-hmm. not simply face-to-face, one-to-one, mm-hmm. telephone, email, text. We looked at a whole range of methods we use. One or two people in the classroom had experienced using, teleconferencing
and
video
okay,
conferencing.
Yeah. Great.
So,
yeah.
You know, we looked at the full range of ways that we could communicate.
Uh-huh.
We didn't forget, of course, written communication. Journals, reports, and so on. So a
mm-hmm.
huge range of methods we use to communicate. We came to that conclusion that it's an incredibly complex job we do.
Mm-hmm.
So once we looked at the how we communicate, we began to look at with whom we communicate over a period of time as a teacher.
Right, okay. So when you talked about the how, did you deal with any of the sort of the barriers or the problems or the issues that those particular mechanisms entail for either everybody or certain individuals?
Hold your horses there, Martin, because we looked at that later on.
Right.
So we looked at who we communicate with,
yeah.
And then we tried to draw that together then and look at the what it was we were communicating and the barriers and challenges
right,
to that particular communication.
So, sorry, then carry on with that bit about who we communicate with.
Yes, and a huge range of people from our students, our colleagues, support staff, facilities staff, mentors, EVs, IVs, parents, carers, people from other organisations perhaps who come to visit, who we arrange for students to go and see, awarding bodies.
When you start listing it like that, you realise how massive it is.
It is.
Yeah.
And just very, very complex.
It is vast, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the communication I've had today with exam boards
mm-hmm.
and quality assurance people.
I've been on to IFL today, I've answered several
yeah.
emails, I've been talking to, like you say, to the quality people, the exam
yeah.
board, all sorts of stuff.
You'll be pleased to know that trainees within the group did recognise Institute for Learning as one of their, you know, one of their lines of communication.
Great, well, that's good.
Yeah, specialist groups, sometimes online, people
mm-hmm.
have got, you know, are involved in specialist forums for their subject that they, which was a really good start for this.
Yeah, well, it's a good way of keeping
assignment.
Up to date, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. So let's just finish off then with the challenges, barriers and issues that you were talking about.
Okay. Students identified a whole range of things. One of the biggest issues they seem to suggest.
Okay, we had a little bit of a break in the transmission there. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties with the BBC transmission tower. We were talking about some of the issues and challenges that occur. Can we just sort of pick
yes,
up?
Yes, and that pause came at an ideal opportunity to talk about the technical issues with much of our communication.
And it wasn't deliberate either.
Yeah, so technical skills was something that people identified. All sorts of other issues, from specialist vocabulary being both an enabler to communication and a block to communication, environmental issues. We talked about cultural dimensions of communication,
mm-hmm.
Quite an interesting topic in terms of, again, oral language, body language, eye contact. We moved on then to look at emotional intelligence in communication and the challenges that presents to all of us. And we used an article from the Peter Scales book, Teaching in the Lifelong Learning Sector, just to compare two concepts, one of the communication climate and one of emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if you like, was a summary of